This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 2. Rock, Stone, Fortress. Our reading comes from Psalms chapter 62. Truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. In our family, we got into a discussion about the difference between rocks and stones. Is there a difference, or is it just two names for the same thing? To geologists who study the earth, as well as to builders and rock collectors, a rock is any mass of mineral matter that has not been changed by human hands. So it can be a huge chunk or a tiny pebble. A rock becomes a stone when it is cut and shaped to build something or to function in some way, like part of a building or roadway. Now, we can't impose these definitions on the ancient text of the Bible, but it's interesting that more than 40 times in Scripture, God is referred to as the rock, or as my rock, often in the Psalms. Jesus Christ is also referred to as a rock, and He's called the capstone and cornerstone in references to the building of God's church and kingdom. So what comes to mind when you think of a fortress? Something solid, sturdy, powerful, unshakable? God is all of those things. And in God, through the saving work of Jesus, we are secure, protected, safe. The power of God's unfailing love is infinitely greater than any attacks trying to threaten us. We can trust in Him at all times. If we trust in riches or status or the ways of this world, our efforts will fail. But God is our refuge. In Him, our destiny is secure. In God, our souls find rest and salvation. Pray with me. God, You alone are our rock and our salvation. There is no one like You. Help us to trust in You, Lord, that we may never be shaken. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.